from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
Crossover time.
Guess Willard, who's back?
Willard and Dibs, along with Guru and myself.
Woo.
Yeah, my guys.
Yes, the real Slim Shady.
Yeah, I missed you guys.
Missed you too,
buddy. What did I miss in here? Was it just IUK every day?
I mean, like, even despite our best efforts at times, yes. Because new little nuggets would bring you back in. Something as simple as, like, we're not doing IUK today, and then Kyle Shanahan would speak publicly and be like, you haven't talked to Brandon. I did talk to Trent, and it was good to talk to him. And, like, something that small.
Yeah.
Now it's 48 minutes on what was that mean?
Would you guys disagree while I was in Carolina, the fact that Kyle let Purdy and some of the starters play, and there's a risk involved even when you step on the field. That was a message to both guys. Like, you can do whatever you're doing. We got practice. We got a season to get ready for. He could get hurt, but so be. I just felt like that was confidence. Like, to hell with all of it. We're going to play football. I didn't agree, but I respected it.
I thought he was a gangster.
That's what I said. He showed me gangster by.
You think that was like for Brandon and Trent?
Yeah, a message to and to the team.
I don't know.
The brethren, like, we got football to play.
Yeah,
Steiny, I didn't agree, but I loved it because it was gangster of what could have gone wrong. Wow. And he bypassed that. Go out there and play, Brock. Yeah, Debo.
I would tell Brock, no more tackling. Let's.
Why did he try?
We don't need to be tackling people in the preseason.
No doubt.
Don't tackle people in the preseason. That's a rule. Don't tackle people in the preseason. But no, I don't think it was about somebody up.
Let's go.
I don't think it was about those guys. If he's sending a message, it's to the team. I don't think it's to the two guys who aren't there. I think there have been plenty of messages sent to both of them throughout all of this process. And, I mean, what do we got? We got 10 minutes. That's what you missed.
Do you think Evan brought up C.D. Lamb? I'm like, there's 11 contracts that have happened, 10 up into that one.
I'm out in 10 minutes.
Okay. Yes. He said all last week, if he's not signed, sealed, and delivered by 2 p.m. on Monday,
I'm out.
He wants Brandon Ayuk gone.
I'm out.
He wants him traded.
I am out.
He wants
Brandon
him done.
Wow. You got 9 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, Steiny? It's not going to happen.
No,
so.
It's not. And I'm out on Brandon Ayuk.
I love it.
Okay. Until he comes back, if he were to.
Well, no, I'm not saying that, like, I'm going to root against him if he ends up signing. I'm just telling you, like,
you're exhausted.
If I'm running this thing, the conversation today would be, we have whatever offer is sitting there now. There's that, or there's the field is over there. You can join us when you're ready.
But CeeDee Lamb got $100 million guaranteed.
Great.
So my offer just went up.
Well,
if I'm Brandon.
Now
what would make you think you're going to get closer to that if you hadn't got it prior?
Well, the number's already come up because reportedly back in March, it was 26 and they were close and he was getting his suit ready and he was ready to sign. And then all those other deals came in and his number changed. And then now CD signs for what he signed for. And I'm not saying he's CD, but if you're Brandon Ayuk, you're thinking, well, I'm something special. So if the market is going up, 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 then my number is too. And the Niners have come up too. And that's where the Niners, I think, have made a big mistake, is they've engaged him in this little cat and mouse game of, oh, you want to be traded? Okay, we have all these deals in place. And then, no, I don't want to go there, and I won't sign there, and I won't do that. And meanwhile, he's holding in, and now CD's getting, what's the average annual?
34. 1 million, right below JJ. They did it well.
So now Brandon's thinking, okay.
But you're not that, Brandon, yeah, as much
gonna,
as I love you.
That's not going
to
work.
No, but that it's already worked to where the Niners have come all the way up to 29.
Allegedly, though, I believe it.
And they've made a bunch of mistakes in this process. Yep. There's no two ways about it, but I would stop making mistakes.
In 8 minutes.
Have you guys played any of the Bill Belichick stuff from Pat McAfee today?
Oh, no. From last week or from today?
From today.
Fresh Belichick.
Beautiful stuff on how to handle a player when they come in and go, hey, Bob over in Cleveland makes 28.
Bob's a good player.
Yeah, Bill Belichick with exactly
I can't wait to hear it.
What the Niners probably have done and should do. And if he brings up CeeDee Lamb in a conversation, Brandon, the field is over there. You can join us when you're ready. Meeting over.
Man.
We're done here. Chris Conley with a beautiful touchdown catch in practice today. Ricky Pearsall is back, and Jacob Cowing is getting better every day.
Ricky Pearsall is back, in air quotes, in a blue jersey.
He's not back.
Look, they're rookies. I don't know how good they're going to be. That's not my point.
But they drafted him for a reason.
A former NFL player told me over the weekend, do not get it twisted if you're Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers are more important to Ayuk.
Thank you.
Than Ayuk is to the 49ers. And I believe that to my core. To my core.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you can go ahead and go out there with a blue jerseyed Pearsall and a Jacob Cowing special teamer and Chris Conley, and best of luck. If that's good enough, then you're right. But if I'm Brandon Ayuk, I'm thinking I led your team in targets and catches, and I'm second in the league in yards per target.
You're welcome.
I feel like I'm... Yeah, he's. I feel like he's pretty important to this team. But
he is.
No, man.
We'll find out.
But he won't play. That's on him.
Oh, he'll play.
No, he won't.
I mean, he'll get paid.
He's been given five options already, and he said no to all of them.
That's the one thing.
That's on you, dude.
He was there in Vegas.
That's on you.
That was the word, yeah. Got on the plane.
Dapping it up with Devontae and Debo. It's pretty good.
You got to love
it. Also was talking a lot to Antonio Pierce.
Yep.
Yeah. AP, they call him.
And Devontae is mad. There are those reports, too.
Oh, you saw that our doc, receiver doc, you need to know about him and his relationship with his team.
But the receiver doc followed by an offseason where they didn't address the position. Like, if I'm Devontae Adams, right? You're furious.
You're the one that you think would be at the house.
Furious.
Raiders played nobody, and the Niners still couldn't win that game. So, there you go.
The Niners starters were up by double digits.
But that first possession is all you need.
The one on the Debo total.
And then Kittle. Let me see here.
That may be true. That's a big
one. J.P. Mason can run, though. Give him some touches.
Yep. I like
him.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sure.
He'll get four carries a month.
Guru wants him to get 10 to 12 a game.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I was thinking.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, let's do
that. I heard that.
So, he's going to carry 200 times.
Right.
10 to 12 a game.
Exactly. 12 times 17.
I think Mason's got a role that
matters. There's no doubt he does, Will.
Absolutely. I think he's got a role that matters. 4 a month. 10 to 12 is a little hot. But 4 a month, that's no. No, he's not getting a carry
a game.
He's
probably getting maybe 10 a month.
And if McCaffrey, my gosh, lo and behold, missed a game, you feel like you're in good hands.
Who has more carries this year, Debo or J.P. Mason?
Oh, J.P. Mason.
Ooh,
I think Mason.
What's a normal, like, how many did Debo have last year? Like,
Debo had probably, I'm going to guess.
I want to say four.
I'll say four is a good number.
I'll guess as quick as I can.
Yeah.
It tailed off last year for me.
Right.
Okay,
I feel like about right. Yeah. Okay.
What did he get, Will?
I'd say Mason, higher, but it's close.
And Mason gets the mop-up carries.
Man.
If there's actual carries to have in a game, it's going to be CMC.
So wait, what did you guys guess?
About 40 for Debo.
Yeah, good guess. 37. Okay. 37 carries.
Right.
So that is essentially a little bit over a couple of games.
Yep.
Although he only played 15. So maybe it's a little more than two.
We said only 15.
And do you have Mason's carries
over
there?
Over or under? I'll take over.
You got Mason's carries over there?
I'll bet Mason's got more last year.
Yeah, but last year he wasn't the backup.
Yeah.
This year he's going to be the backup.
No, but what I'm saying is...
Last year he was kind of the backup.
No, what I'm saying is, I'll bet you Mason had more than that last year.
Well, now you're going to make me do this.
Okay. He had 40. He did have more.
Oh, look at 40.
Okay. Three more.
40 over 37. There you go.
Yeah, so. Like what we're not thinking about is garbage time.
Right.
Like he probably, you know, like I'm talking carries that matter in actual games that are in the first 2.5 quarters and you're trying to win.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. I think J.P. Mason's going to have a role this year. A bigger role than he had last year.
Yeah, probably.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. And it, yeah.
And God, the don't you think the betting money would say that Christian would miss a game?
Right.
Or two? Almost.
But you want to spell him too because he's so important.
He probably should have missed one last year and he didn't because he's a nut job. But
you got to tail that back a little. That's all.
They said that they wanted.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I'd be worried about is if McCaffrey misses games, Debo will start toting it about 12 times a game.
That's possible too. That's possible too.
What's going on with Mitchell?
Just can't stay healthy.
It's Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah. Yep. Stay healthy.
It's always something.
Yeah.
And he might be a last-minute trade candidate. If Garendo can be healthy enough to actually make the team, then you don't want to have both those guys, I don't think.
But this new kickoff rule, I think the NFL knocked it out the park. I said it earlier. He looks like, okay, he got the... Dude, it's going to be exciting. The special teams are more important now in that kickoff coverage than ever, man. It's almost like a run play, Dibs. What? If you get that first cutback, he could go. I'm like, man, that's how I feel.
Where's the touchback now? If you kick it into the end zone.
35.
To the 35.
Yep.
But if you bring it, if it don't hit the target, you're at the 20. You start at the 20. If you fumble it out of the end zone and then go back in the end zone, it's 20. To the 20.
Yeah. Okay.
I know I'm butchering. Shout out Shasky. I'm butchering.
No, because that Belichick thing I listened to, he's predicting that when the season starts, they are going to start kicking it into the end zone more than they have been in the preseason.
Yes.
And giving it to them at the 35. I hate that.
And if you mess it up, no doubt about
it's
it.
It's a really good field position.
It's one 20-yard pass away from.
You're right.
Yep.
Harrison Butker time.
It's your guy.
Harrison Butker.
The Butker.
He did it earlier, too.
Guy, Moody.
He did it earlier.
Moody Jake with a little Moody. Chippy.
Jake Moody.
A little chippy.
That's the greatest
thing. You probably weren't listening on Friday, but I started to do it in honor of you.
Every name.
I said a name.
Every name.
And I repeated it.
It could work.
I repeated it because the whole John Sally.
That was the greatest thing
John
ever, man.
John Sally. And we talked about it on Friday. And whatever, Friday at like 5 o'clock, what happens on our show is that Mark gets the giggles. And so it makes me feel like I'm funnier than I actually am because anything I say, he will start laughing. And so I started doing the Steiny repeater. The Steiny repeater. And your boy starts laughing. That's great. Anyway.
But you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Wow, it's 2 o'clock. I'm out on Brandon Ayuk.
Well,
you want to refresh Twitter to make sure?
Tell me again.
No,
what does that mean?
It doesn't matter. Like, I'm not saying I've got some sort of effect on this. I'm sharing my opinion. I'm out.
Now, speaking of which,
I'm out.
Now, listen.
I'm out.
I'm the type of dude when I hear something, Willard and Dibs and Stoney, I might not agree, but I'm one of those dudes big enough to say, damn, that person had a point. Or just something to plant a seed and something to think about. So today, as I get to the caddy when the show is concluded here, I want you guys to react to this sound by one man, Ty Tao. Go ahead, Grandy.
I think for the past 5 to 10 years, we've got so accustomed to the San Francisco 49ers walking around not only the NFC West, but the NFL in general as these big bullies. You watch Trent Williams and Debo Samuel coming out of the locker room with that bump box, and you watch them get into that scuffle in the pregame, and you watch their dominant defense and their run game. We got so accustomed to that. I flipped on the TV and watched their past 2 preseason games when their starters played, and I just see an emotionally drained team.
Now, I'm not saying I agree, but that blew me away of Kyle allegedly being tired of the Brandon saga or Trent not there. When you hear that, any merit to that?
Well, it's a faulty.
He said drain.
It's a faulty premise. He said he watched the last 2 games where the starters play. That doesn't even exist. The starters didn't play the last 2 games. starters haven't played two games at all.
Like, well, they didn't play against the Saints.
No, but
his overall takeaway of
this is preseason football.
Super Bowl hangover Willard.
If you're a veteran player and the 49ers are drunk with established players, you don't go full bore in the preseason. You don't. All you want to do is stay healthy, which is why Brock Purdy, once again, stop tackling people in the preseason. But, like, I don't know. Yeah. I am willing to be wrong. I reject all of this until the season starts.
How you hear, dude?
The 49ers are 0-0, and I'm so done with this idea that everyone thinks they're 0-2 already.
It's nonsense to me because, you know, the emotional, like, hangover, the emotional energy they're supposed to have for a preseason game, and the starters did play. Not all of them, but a lot of them did play.
Well, last week they did.
But if you're a starter, and if you're Kittle or Debo or Brock or whoever, are you really going to be that motivated to come out in a preseason game that has no real impact?
But they played. Yeah, it's football.
They played, but you play, and you go out there, and you play just to get a sweat, and you play to go out there and feel like a football player again. You block, you tackle, you catch, you run, whatever. But it doesn't mean that you have the emotional bandwidth that you're going to have in the regular season. I don't think that any of that's going to ever compare. Even if you are, you know, the Jets or the Giants or any other team that's not very good. Now, if you're a third stringer, you're going to go out there and you're going to play as hard as you possibly can because you're trying to make a team, you're trying to make a roster, and you're trying to keep your career alive. But if you're the Niners, of course you're not going to have that same emotional level.
So he shouldn't have said starters. That's where you just get lost.
I mean, the starters were up by double digits. So no, be unemotional and be up 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. I'm fine with that.
I mean, Purdy played preseason game two.
Yeah, he did.
And I think four of the offensive linemen played.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
So I think that's probably what he was saying by starters, but they didn't have any of their skill position guys in. But I don't know offhand how many defensive guys played in game two. The way I'm looking at this whole thing right now is we'll see if it matters or not. It doesn't seem like it's good.
Man.
And now we're 2 weeks before the opener. Guy just got signed today on another team.
Still, the 11th receiver.
It's still within the realm. Still within the realm of possibility they could be back.
Do you guys? Does this do anything for you? Every single, and we're gonna have a group of people that we're working on to see who wants to hop on the show today.
David Lombardi, 4:00.
There it is. Right. David Lombardi wins the prize. So anyway, but everybody was on the scene, and I'm just taking this from social media. All the reports says this is one of the most spirited practices that they have seen in a long time. The longest practice, spirited, both sides, offense, defense. Now that the game is 2 weeks away, yelling, screaming, celebrating all over the field today in practice. Does that do anything for anybody? Why, like, what?
I'm going to be real, Willard. Yeah. I kind of expect that, but I want that to be Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams. Get the paperwork ready, which will speak louder than the spirited practices.
Well, I mean, I still have zero concerns whatsoever about Trent. And I'm out on Brandon Ayuk.
Like, he could really get traded. Steal!
Or just nothinged.
Right.
He could get nothinged.
Wow.
Which is what I would, at this point.
Play on the...
if you can't decide, then I'm sorry. The field is over here. You know where to find us. What's he going to do? I'm so tired of this whole Brandon's got leverage thing. What are you going to do?
Did I listen in where you said, it's like asking my kids, what restaurant do you want to go? And I said, man, I ain't mad at that analogy. I don't know, man.
Did you get to enjoy your family while you were there?
Well, I was here. That was my last day.
Yeah.
Look at my guy.
I do think that the Trent part of it is a little bit more now front burner.
Because, I'm not concerned.
Well, the fact that he said that he will sit out week one, and we already see that he sat out a whole year in Washington, so we know that he will sit. He's sat before, and so if you're Trent and you say, you know, the report is that he may not play week one if he doesn't have a new deal, that becomes, for me, like, okay, Brandon, Mark's out. It's 206, and he's been out for 6 minutes on Brandon Ayuk. And
but number 71
you can't be out on. And we saw it
this
preseason game.
Yes, he did.
Brock had 14 dropbacks, and he was pressured 9 times.
Oh, man, he got hit a couple times.
9 of 14 dropbacks, he was pressured. Man. He was hit. He had to make a tackle. He threw a pick. This is not the offense you want to see. And it's in large part because your offensive line right now is patchwork.
Let me ask you guys a broader question on all this, because Dibs and I were just talking about this in the other room, and the Cowboys goo can be exhibit A. I'm failing to understand the negotiating process here in the NFL when it comes to guys like that, and who is gaining anything by this kicking the can down the road thing, acting like you're negotiating. Like, there was never a question in anyone's mind that the Dallas Cowboys needed to break off CeeDee Lamb something very large. There was never a question that it was going to be second only to Justin Jefferson. So waiting until now did what for who?
Jerry Jones, I think, feeds off of what's going on in Dallas. Which, like, I know that's diabolical, but I believe that's what took so long. But now when you got me thinking, Ja'Marr Chase, you need to talk to – what are you guys – you're going to pay him.
Well, he's a different one.
He ain't eligible,
he's eligible, but he's not on his – you know, he's not done with four years.
Right.
He did this early and now started practicing without a deal.
But he can do it. I think it's going to work
probably
in 2 weeks.
Probably. He's that good. And maybe that one's a little bit more complex and he's practicing.
But what you're preaching, I don't know, and
I think you're exactly right about Jerry. Jerry
There's
wants to
no
be in the news.
Doubt.
Yeah, but the problem is, and I wonder if this ticked Jerry off, CeeDee Lamb's a better player than Brandon Ayuk, and
Ayuk got more.
Way more attention. 8 times as much attention, right?
Can I just take a crack at it?
Go.
I believe people knew how good CD is, and the Brandon thing is, you're not in that category like you think, and your team's telling you that. That was CD. It was just about when we get to it.
Well, and they flirted with trades. Nobody ever brought up the idea of trading CD Lamb.
No.
And they drafted a wide receiver.
And that is
two of them.
Oh, man. Two of them.
And CD waited and he got paid. So, I mean, that's the blueprint.
They drafted a wide receiver.
For CD, you wait and then you get the max money you could possibly get. And you got $100 million guaranteed. We don't know what the actual guaranteed at signing number is, but he got the second highest contract for a wide receiver ever and the most guaranteed outside of a quarterback ever. So, good for you, CD. You played it right.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm asking is, you, like 2 weeks ago, that was all already true. Justin was already in the books.
That is.
And so all you did was lose camp
preseason.
Time.
Yeah.
And maybe you want that.
Well, maybe he got more money by waiting longer. You didn't know that.
I mean,
but the soft tissue stuff.
I'm not
man.
Just talking about CD.
Sure.
I'm talking about the Cowboys. Were they sitting there on August 8th going, if we wait, then what?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way, no how this is going to be anything other than Justin Jefferson light. So now soft tissue injury.
What did you accomplish by
exactly?
Yeah, well, the team accomplished nothing.
And what did CD accomplish?
What if he pulls a hammy week one?
CD accomplished, he got the most money he probably could have.
What if he
pulls a hammy week two?
Like, it was obvious what he was going to get. Give or take.
But if you're a team, then the smart thing to do.
But is that good?
Is that good?
For him? Hell yeah.
What if he pulls a hammy?
Yeah, what if the
and what if.
He doesn't like it.
What if he doesn't like training camp?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just about not like it. I'm sure he doesn't like the idea of hamstring injuries either. I'm sure he wants the Cowboys to be good this year. Like, now we're going to do this? Yeah. Like, we just spent all year going, Nick Bosa messed up. And now it's, like, cool and involved to miss camp?
Man.
I just don't get it. I don't understand.
I actually think it is.
Okay.
You do. You really
dead serious.
With a young guy like
it's
Lamb? Like,
to me, it's like the DNP, when the players in the NBA can call their shot when they want to take off.
Wow.
I think that in the NFL, if training camp stinks and you can't stand it, CeeDee Lamb's what, 25? 26?
Yeah, sure. I agree with this take with Trent.
It's juice.
When you're 36 and 330 pounds, I'm in.
It's a juice thing. When you're this young and you have the ability to call that shot, and you can do that, and you can flex on people like that.
If that hammy goes out week one.
But when did that start to be the norm, though? To miss camp, OTAs, like that? That's scary to me.
I think it becomes an ego play. I think Steiny's right. Like, if you're an NBA player and you're able to say, you know what, we have 4 games in 5 nights. I'm going to go ahead and sit out the game at New Orleans. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, take my DNP coach's decision with an ingrown toenail or whatever. I think for young players, it's a flex.
Wow.
When you have that ability to say, you know, I'm not coming into camp until I have a deal. Yes, Trent at 36, we all expect it. It makes sense.
Nothing to see here.
And Ayuk, he's holding in, which is kind of like the Diet Coke version of a holdout, because he knows that he doesn't really have the leverage, so he's going to hold in and not accrue fines. But I think young players, when you have that chance, You're gonna exert all you can.
I'll leave you with this, Donnie, getting ready to go. How's Ayuk's agent handling this? He doing right by him? I guess we'll see when it's over, because that's the piece we're missing, right?
I, for a while now, have not known what to believe in terms of where the numbers are. But for this to be the number one wide receiver offseason, you had a lot of guys eligible. You also had a lot of guys get paid that we didn't even know were going to get paid. To go from Jaylen Waddle to A.J. Brown to Devontae Smith to Amon-Ra St. Brown to Justin Jefferson to CeeDee Lamb. And Brandon Ayuk's the last one? Brandon Ayuk, that's the main show? Like, CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson are the opening act? If I'm Ryan Williams, no. That's not how I want to play it. Because if they think that these deals drive their price up, I think they're crazy. Mm. They're not on the same stratosphere is Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb.
See the finality, Matt, how this ends.
Well, one place you'll be able to hear that finality and eventually.
Oh, boy.
But who knows when is right here on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.